Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventureketeers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Marines Memorial Theater in San Francisco, California, America, as part of the San Francisco Sketch Fest. Tonight's episode, Captain Laserbeam, Disenchantment Under the Sea, starring John DiMaggio as the heroic scion of Apex City, Captain Laserbeam. Also starring Busy Phillips and Bruce McCullough as Captain Laserbeam's Adventureketeers, Gillian Jacobs and John Hodgman as his nefarious foes, and Christopher Maloney as Philip Fathom, the deep sea detective. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra.
And now, Patriot Brand Cigarettes presents the number one radio show for children, Captain Laserbeam.
Look, in the distance, above the horizon, is that a lightning bolt?
No!
Is it some sort of shooting star, a comet?
No!
It's Captain Laserbeam!
Yes!
Who's that flying at the speed of light?
Captain Laserbeam.
Salutations to our new adventure kateers, and welcome again to legendary Apex City, home to that high-flying scion of science, Captain Laserbeam. Tonight's episode, Disenchantment Under the Sea. We begin at the Apex City bowling zone, where Captain Laserbeam rolls strikes for charity.
Take that, Pins. Another laser strike.
Excuse me, it's against the rules to use your laser to knock over the pins.
You mean this laser? Strike!
Yeah, no, that laser, exactly. You're using it to bowl a perfect game.
I appreciate your concern, Congresswoman Mulcahy, but this is a charity event. We're doing this for the kids.
Well, the kids should learn a lesson about not cheating.
You mean a lesson about cheating?
Wouldn't that give them a lesson in how to cheat? Well, you would be exceptional at that.
No, Congresswoman. A lesson about cheating would still be about not doing it. Leaping laser beams. That is what I think it is. The Adventure Kateer distress call broadcasting only on a frequency that I can hear. Thanks, laser hearing. Sorry, bowlers and observers of grammar. If the Adventure Kateers are calling, it means serious trouble in Apex City. So long, and away!
Captain Laserbeam flies faster than 1,000 hummingbirds to the Adventure Kateer clubhouse.
No malice can evade their sight. No crime escapes their ears. They hear, they see, they report to me. Captain Laserbeam's Adventure Kateers!
Captain Laserbeam!
Just what evil lurks, my young chums. Did Professor Backfire spread his flaming wings over Apex University again?
Worse.
Did Kid Ragnarok, the Viking teen, try to bring his rock and roll Valhalla to the Apex City Arenatorium?
Worse.
Don't tell me that the difficult man is making things difficult for my Sair City once again.
Worse.
Well, what could be worse, kids?
You know how my parents got divorced last year?
That's not worse. That's not a villain, Gregory. The distress call is for villain-based distress only. But as for your divorce situation, I'm sure your parents really love you. Both of them.
Yeah, no, I know. It's cool. I get two Christmases now.
I don't get any.
Sucks to be Hindu.
You're Hindu, Andrea? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, my parents went to India to renew their vows, and the next thing you know, boom.
Did you get a DJ or a band for your Samskura?
A DJ?
Well, laser congratulations. But you were telling me about why you activated the distress call. I was in the middle of something.
My dad had me for the weekend, so we went to the Apex City Aquarium.
Ugh, lucky.
Yeah, I really love my dad more than my mom. She yells at me more. He's fun. But the unlucky part is that the aquarium was empty.
Empty? Well, it's a shame citizens don't take advantage of the wonders of their own city. But how is that unlucky? Parking must have been laser easy.
No, Captain Laserbeam. The tanks and fish cages were empty. I mean, there was water in them, but no fish and no sea mammals.
Leaping laser beams.
Apparently, early in the week, the fishwife came and stole all the animals.
The fishwife?
Liberated them. I bet she thinks that's what she did. Also, Mr. Octopus is helping her.
Mr. Octopus!
Mostly freeing the octopi.
Witnesses say the fishwife was wearing a new wedding ring that she and Mr. Octopus had just married on the back of their getaway boat plane. What do you think that means?
Well, it means something, that's for certain.
Yes, it does.
Wait, this happened earlier in the week? Why am I just hearing about this now?
The Apex City PD is on the case. They said it was their crime to solve. They said not to tell Captain Laserbeam.
Darn that new police commissioner. Why can't she see that superheroes can be super big helps?
Yeah, well, as a practicing Hindu, I believe in honesty. So I told Gregory that despite what the police said, we should tell you what happened and we should let you make up your mind.
That's very mature, Andrea.
I also do yoga.
She's teaching me yoga too, Captain Laserbeam, at my house while my mom's at work.
Andrea, you're at Gregory's house regularly, mm-hmm. unsupervised? Mm-hmm.
The rules have gotten pretty relaxed since the divorce.
I didn't realize you two were... Isn't that against Adventure Couture code?
We're just friends, Captain Laserbeam.
Don't lie to Captain Laserbeam. You were just saying how important the truth is.
I'm not lying to Captain Laserbeam.
We're not just friends.
Yes, we are. Gregory, you know I'm seeing the DJ from my Samskara, right?
I just found out you had a DJ at your Samskara.
Well, it seems I've opened a can of worms worthy of the colossal fisherman.
Before you say anything you regret, Andrea, I feel like I need to say something I for sure won't regret.
No.
It's about... what's in my heart chakra?
Captain Laserbeam, so maybe it's time the Adventure Couturers got in on the action. Like, take me with you right now before anyone else can talk.
Andrea, just let me get this off my...
No, sorry, kids. It's much too dangerous. I'll leave you two here. Alone. That's all right, right, Andrea?
Namaste, Captain Laserbeam.
Namaste, Andrea. Good luck, Gregory, and rest assured, you Adventure Couturers will be with me in spirit.
Andrea, I'm in love with you.
And spirit is stronger than 100 lasers. Also, I'll have my 100 lasers. So long, and away!
Soon, in the fishwife's secret lair, the encampment under the sea.
Fishwife, I'm home.
Hello, darling. Did you get everything from your old lair?
Well, I sure did. You'll never believe whom I got to help me.
Not one of the Seaborgs. You know they're not supposed to go on land.
No. You're getting hysterical. Why are you getting hysterical?
I'm not hysterical. You're the one being cagey.
Okay, I'm going to chalk this up to the stress of us moving in together.
God, I don't know if I feel more pressure from the ocean above us or how much I don't want to screw this up.
Look, I brought someone to help make this transition easier and assist in our aquatic acquisition of Apex City. It's my old henchman, Tyler.
Hiya, Mrs. Octopus.
It's Fishwife. I didn't take his name.
Which is totally cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Tyler was just hanging around my old lair.
Yeah, the cephalopod is like a second home to me since I had to move out of my old place, you know. Since Captain Laserbeam knocked it down, that fight he had with Giant Napoleon.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, don't mind me, guys. I'm totally comfortable in this scuba gear. I'll bring the rest of your boxes in, Mr. Octopus.
Thank you, Tyler.
They're easy to lift underwater.
Thank you. Very sweet boy. Fishwife, you're going to like Tyler. He was with me on that Titanic diamond job. He's had leagues of undersea experiences. He's worked with both me and the coral thief.
I just don't know if we're ready to have a henchman, Gerald.
I know, honey, but we're not getting any younger. You're not married to old man baby anymore.
I know. I just worry. In our line of work, were something to happen to us, didn't he used to hench for the Handsome Devil and Foxy Burlesque?
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
I'm just saying, they broke up. And then Tyler was shuffled around from supervillain to supervillain.
Yes, that's it exactly. He needs some steady supervillains. And who could be a better, more steady pair of supervillains for a henchman than us?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's the rest of your stuff, Mr. Octopus. I also brought my duffel. I don't have to unpack it. I...
No, you go ahead, Tyler.
Really?
Yes, there's a spare bedroom down the gangway. Go unpack your duffel.
Oh, thanks, ma'am.
Oh, Fishwife. You've made me the happiest doctorate student who was exposed to deep-sea epsilon radiation, thus causing him to gain the proportionate intelligence, arms, and bilateral symmetry of an octopus who ever lived.
You know, once we settle in here, finalize our plans, and invade Coastopolis, you'll go back to Coastopolis University and get your doctorate on your terms.
Think of it, Fishwife. Me, Professor Octopus.
Can tenure be far behind?
Yep, the world is truly my oyster.
When crime appears upon the scene, so does Captain Laserbeam.
Captain Laserbeam!
Looks like my fishing expedition ended in the catch of the day. Ugh. Villains!
Tyler, show my fishwife your ink sack.
You got it, boss! Look, ma'am!
Oh! Blinded by squid ink!
Buying me time to activate my death trap. Oh, where is it, Tyler?
Oh, sorry, it's in one of these boxes.
Oh.
What, did you label them?
Okay, no, I found it. Okay, here we go. And now to activate the engine of decompression.
Oh, my joints. Breathing. Difficult.
If you get the bends, it's funny, Captain Laserbeam. And when you break, it'll be absolutely hilarious.
Have a nice embolism, Captain Laserbeam.
I love this family.
Can't break free, but I must.
City without you.
I just found out you had a DJ at your Samskara.
Namaste, Captain Laserbeam.
Memory of Adventure Cateers, just what I needed, just a little more.
But before Captain Laserbeam gets a little more memory, the power goes down at the encampment under the sea, plunging the lair into the literal darkness that had previously only existed metaphorically.
Oh. Well, thank goodness the power's been cut to the death trap before it could trap me to death. But how?
I am the subaquatic darkness. I am the abysmal pelagic layer. I exert the pressure of justice on the metazoa creatures who lurk in the deep. I am
Philip Fathom, the deep sea detective.
I am the hero the ocean deserves. I don't need lighthouses to see that we're headed for the rocks. I am your deep sea guardian. I am your semi-amphibious knight.
It's good to not see you, Philip.
Not to be a stickler, Captain Laserbeam, but you should have come to see me on entering my jurisdiction.
I know, but time was of the essence.
Rules are rules.
I think I can find him based on where his voice is coming from, and then I'll... Ow! Hey, no fair punching with the lights out! Oh, that's better. Someone turned on a light. Ow!
That light was the bioluminescent filament sprouting from my head.
You're Illustum, the oldest trick there is, possibly literally.
And now to tangle with the Fishwife and Mr. Octopus.
Don't fear, Fishwife, I've got it.
That's me, you clownfish.
Oh, how about now?
Still me!
Oh, I still have 6 tries.
You've got no more tries.
Geralt?
He's all washed up. And you're next, Fishwife.
I don't think so, deep-sea defective. My husband wasn't the only one with a death trap. Good luck getting out of Davy Jones's lockup.
Walls. Impenetrable. Closing. In. Can't get out. But must.
This is a crackerjack mystery, Mr. Fathom. Mr. Fathom, Mr. Fathom.
I can hold my breath for 91 seconds. Seconds, seconds.
Memory of Philip Fathom's investigateens. Nearly enough.
Wait, it looks like Captain Laserbeam is completely disregarding your jurisdiction.
Memory of investigative teens gave me the will to jimmy the door just open enough to send a fissuring into the works of Captain Laserbeam's death trap.
You saved my bacon. Let me return the favor. Ah.
Free!
Are death traps destroyed by teamwork? Impossible!
Nothing's impossible to Captain Laserbeam, except giving up. Activating freeze laser!
That's not gonna work down here, Captain Laserbeam. It's already sub-zero temperatures here. Handcuffs.
Is there anything you don't carry in your San Andreas trench coat?
Only giving up on justice.
Laserbeam calling the Coast Guard. Catch of the day, the fishwife, Mr. Octopus, and friend.
Work friend.
Tell it to jail.
And that's another vile villain vanquished by the light amplified adventurer, Captain Laserbeam. Until next time, sayonara, solid citizens.